Thank you very much, Director, for this statement, for this testimony. We are, of course, as GSCHD, delighted to continue the cooperation with you over the future on regional cooperation. Are there further comments, colleagues, or question that you would like to raise at this stage? I don't see any requests from the floor, so I think I will bring this panel to a closure. Let me first and foremost thank the panelists for being here with us today, but also for having coordinated the work of the various regional breakout groups yesterday. I think we can really say that there were very interesting discussions yesterday, and there is a high level of motivation to try and find ways to not only continue, but even to work further and expand, if possible, this regional cooperation. Let me just mention maybe three points that, in my opinion, seem to have emerged as common points from the discussion today, but also from the discussions yesterday. First of all, this issue of cooperation, it really is, this cooperation really is pivotal to share experiences and to promote the exchange and dissemination of good practice. And we do believe that, and it's in a shared belief that these regional frameworks are complementary to other frameworks such as this one or the work that happens in the frame of the convention to make sure that we all achieve our common goals. Then through regional training courses and capacity development activities in different languages, regional cooperation assists affected states in building national capacities and moving towards a stronger national ownership. And a component of this has been mentioned today with the idea of the training of trainers and so on and so forth. So that's also important. At the end, it's all about achieving the national ownership that we all seek. A number of issues, and this is my final point, a number of issues have been identified which would be advantageously addressed through regionally. I mean, there was a broad range, actually, of issues mentioned. And of course, they are not necessarily common to all regions, but what I have here is the issue of IEDs, contamination, that's been mentioned by many, the issue of long-term risk management, gender and diversity, I think was mentioned by all the regional groups, risk education as well. But there were other issues such as funding, which of course remain important, strategies and standards. And then again, not to forget, I think, the issue of confidence building, which is important as well. But a number really of specific and technical issues that we have heard it really require further exchange and further work. And the regional frameworks can play a useful role in addressing this. So I think we can say that from today's discussion, it would emerge that informal technical meetings bringing together national directors at the regional level should be intensified, if possible. And again, could complement work that is done at different levels. What I like particularly in yesterday's discussions was the fact that I feel we were able to create sort of a space and an opportunity for national directors really to share their experiences and learn from one another and from other key stakeholders with respect to issues that they have on their table on a daily basis and which are often of a technical nature. So I think this is something that we really need to take into account and even maybe when we think about you know, the next editions of the National Director Meeting. So thank you very much for your your participation. Thank you very much again to the panelists, and I wish you a very good continuation of the day. Thank you.